I said, everything costs money. And I said, the thing about it is, the devil does not want you to go to church. He does not want you to know these things, because he wants you to think, don't go down to that church because that guy might ask you for money. And you work too hard to give your money to a preacher. Don't do nothing. Well, that's what the devil will tell you. But diligent preachers, they're some of the busiest guys in the country. I mean, I know. I was an engineer by trade for 30 years of my life almost. And I spent a lot of hours in the workforce, a lot. But in the last few years, I've been a preacher, and I never have been so busy in my life as I've been as a pastor and an evangelist. I mean, I'm up night and day, you know, virtually 7 days a week almost. It's awesome how busy you can be and be a preacher. But anyway, at least we are in our ministry. Maybe all of you don't have to work as hard as I do. Some of you work harder than I do, I'm sure. But anyway, this man, when I told him that the devil would deceive him, and I said, if you don't go to church and you don't come to know Jesus, one day you'll die, because everybody's going to die someday. And I said, then the devil will come and he will get you, and he will take you into the pit of hell, and you'll be screaming. And he'll say, you fool, the price for your salvation was paid. It was a free gift. And you let me deceive you all these years. Now you're going to spend eternity in a godless hell. And that man jumped up and he said, I've heard that voice. He said, that devil's not going to get me. I said, he's going to get everybody that don't make Jesus Lord of their life. I said, it's just a fact of life. I said, but if you'll believe in Jesus and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you can go to heaven and you can also have a very blessed life here if you'll study the Word. Well, he said, what do I need to do? Now see, I've done all this praying on how to get a lost person saved. I have these prayers written out. Anybody that wants these prayers, I will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, so that you will know how to pray these prayers of faith for your loved ones. I went through it a while ago. But if you've got it written out, you can put your name in this. And I have these prayers written out. In fact, if I don't have them on my website, I will put them on my website where you can download them from the web. I want people to know how to get lost people saved. You need to know, because I know many of you out there have loved ones that are lost that you want to get them saved. I know you have brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and children, even mothers and fathers that are lost, and you want to get them saved. And you've talked to them about Jesus. They're not interested. Their eyes are blinded by the God of this world. And when you learn who you are in Christ, and you take this outline that I've made about how to get a lost person saved, and like I say, if it's not on my web, it will be on my web, where you can pull it down, download it. You can learn all these scriptures that teach you who you are in Christ, and then these exact prayers and everything, how to pray these prayers of faith for people and get them saved. Now, this gentleman, Larry, when he went and he left my office that morning, I told him to stop by and get him a Bible and begin to read the Word of God. Now, see, I've been praying the prayers of faith for him, doing my warfare praying against the devil and commanding him to stop blinding his mind and asking the Father in Jesus' name to send the Holy Ghost to begin to convict him of sin and draw him into the kingdom. And then I've asked the Father to send the proper labor into the harvest. And Lord, if that labor can be me, send me. Well, obviously it was going to be me, because he's come to me and he's asking questions. At least it appears to be at this point. But I tell him, now go get him a Bible, start reading in the book of Matthew. And that as he reads, I said, if you have questions, call me and I will try to answer your questions. Well, he began to read. And of course, it wasn't long. He did have questions. And he was reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and right on down the line. And as he did, he had questions. Finally, after a few weeks of reading the Bible, he came to me and he says, Thurman, I need to be saved. I said, you sure do. He said, I don't know how to do it. I said, well, your answer is in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10. And it says, and he turned over there and read it, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you'll believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, can you think of anything any simpler than that? Then all you've got to say is, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. And I want to thank you that Jesus redeemed me from my sins. By the blood, he paid the price. So I accept that free gift of what Jesus Christ did for me. And so now I want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for saving me. I am saved. Someone said, I didn't feel anything. You don't have to feel anything. It's a faith thing. It's not feeling anything. It's faith that you receive the Word of God and Jesus is your Lord and Savior. So he did it and he accepted Jesus. Well, it wasn't no time after that when he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I was down in the truck shop where he worked one morning and he was having all kinds of troubles trying to lift something over his head with one of his arms. I said, what's wrong with your arm? He said, oh, I've had trouble with the arms. He says, I forget which arm. One of the arms he had already had surgery on. I probably had bad rotator cuffs. But anyway, I don't remember what his problem was. But anyway, one arm he had had fixed. After he had that arm fixed at the doctor, it cost thousands of dollars to get it done, and it took months for it to get healed, and it was very painful, he said. So he said, I'm not having the other one fixed. He said, I can go get a shot every month or two, and it'll happen. But he said, I'm just kind of limited in what I can do. I told him, I said, Larry, you're now a born-again Christian. You can now have faith, and you can these great and awesome, precious promises that God give us. I said, you don't have to be sick anymore. You don't have to have that bad arm. Jesus has already paid the price for the healing of that arm. He said, what? I didn't know that. I said, of course you didn't. You don't have this knowledge, but I've studied God's word and it's in there. I said, because of these great and precious promises he has given us, we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. He said, wow. I said, sure. I said, you just don't need a whole lot of God's word. I said, just go home tonight and turn in your Bible to Matthew and read Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, and read that one verse a dozen times real slow, meditate on it, and tomorrow you come in and tell me what the king said. The next day, Larry came in, and he said, Thurman, he said, Jesus said in Matthew 18, 19, that if two of us on earth agreed about anything, he would do it. I said, that's right. He said it and he will. I said, now then, so let's take Matthew 18, 19. Let's ask the Father in Jesus' name to heal your arm. And I said, he'll do it. He said, I went to church a little until I was about 10 years old. But he said, I never heard nobody ever say nothing like this. I said, well, it's in the Word. That's all I can say. Jesus wrote it in the Bible. He said, it's in there. I said, okay. So we took Matthew 18, 19, that great and precious promise. We prayed the prayer of faith for his arm. I asked Father in Jesus' name to heal that arm. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, okay, Larry, it's done. Move your arm. Well, he started to move it and he said, oh, it still hurts just like it always did. I said, okay, it's not going to be a miracle healing. It's just going to be a healing. He said, what do you mean? I said, sometimes Jesus does miracles. I said, that's one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. And when I pray, if the gift of miracles happened to manifest at that moment, then you're instantly healed. But I said, obviously it didn't. So I said, the gift of healing will work this time. And I said, that's also another one of the gifts. And healing takes a little time. And he said, well, how long is it going to take? I said, I don't know. Maybe a few hours, maybe a few weeks, maybe a couple of months. I don't know. But it will get well. I guarantee you, Matthew 18, 19 works every time in Jesus' name when you do it in faith. Okay, he said. Only two or three weeks went by. And one morning he comes screaming into my office. He said, look, he had both hands up. He holding them up high as he could get them. I mean, they were both straight up when he walked in my office. I said, when did it happen? He said, I don't even know. He said, I was out there under a truck working on it this morning. I was going to put a hydraulic pump on it, which weighs probably 40 or 50 pounds, 30 or 40 pounds anyway. And he said, that big old hydraulic pump, I was raising it up and said, I got it up there and I was bolting it on. And I thought, my arm don't hurt. And he said, I got a few bolts in it and I turned loose and said, I moved my arm all over the place and there's absolutely no pain. He said, I'm healed. I said, like I told you, all you had to do once we prayed is you need to ask, after we asked the Lord, you need to begin to thank Him and praise Him. It's done. Well, he said, I've been thanking Him and praising for it all this time. I said, well, you see, you finally got it. It happened. See, Jesus' promises are always yes and amen. Well, he got that healing, and then it wasn't long. Now we've got him saved. You got to remember, now we've done our warfare praying. We've come against the devil. We've asked the Father to send the Holy Ghost to convict him of sin, ask him to send the labor into the harvest, and all that. And Larry got delivered from the devil. The Holy Spirit convicted him. We got him saved. I was the labor. And now I've got his arm healed. And he's just now learning Jesus is a healer. Well, it wasn't long after that till he came down with his back. When he came down with his back, I went to the hospital, and there he was stretched out with weights on his feet and everything else. And I said, what's wrong with you? He said, oh, Thurman, I've had a bad back for 30 years. But he said, the doctors just told me they had to bring me in last night with on a 911 call. I was at home. My back got to hurting so bad I couldn't stand it. So they done the x-rays, and they tell me my back's out, and I got to have surgery. I'm going to be out of work for 3 or 4 months. I said, Larry, Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus makes you a promise. He says in verse 18, lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. I said, do you believe God? He said, man, of course. He said, that Matthew 18, 19 sure did work good for my arm. I said, in Mark 16, 18 will work good for your back. I laid hands on him, prayed for him that night. I told him, go ahead and get a good night's sleep, because it was about 8 o'clock that evening when I went by after work. I said, get a good night's sleep. Wake up in the morning, take them weights off, and get up and go home. Act in faith, and I guarantee you're healed. The next morning, he got up. He took those things off of him. He had his wife take them off. He got up, walked around the room, and the doctor came in and asked him what he was doing. He told him he was healed. Jesus healed him. He's going home. The doctors couldn't believe it. They took him back in, x-rayed him, done everything, found out there was nothing wrong with him. And Larry went home completely healed. Now, that's been several years ago. That man has never had a problem since then. I'm going to tell you, when you learn how to do your warfare praying, you can see Jesus do these same kind of things for you.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.